Welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Rig, where you and I both find out what we're talking about today when Court gives me clues and I guess what tale from our time on the road we're talking about.
I'm very excited about this one.
I know. I'm actually super curious because while you were picking it out, you're giggling a lot on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty curious to know.
You're excited to be in the inn and like know what's going
on. Yeah, I would love to know why you were laughing.
Yeah. Well, so it's really interesting because when I brainstormed these tales, I was like, I don't know if these are actually funny. Like, I remember them being amusing in the moment, but like, I don't know how it's going to shake out when we actually share them. So I went back. This was one that had a question mark that was like, is this worth sharing? And I went back and I watched the footage and I was like, oh yes, this is the one.
Oh man.
So we're shaking up the clue this week. Last week we did visual cues. This week we are doing an audio clue.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you close your eyes because I'm going to play it into the microphone and also hold it up by my face so they can see the video.
Got it. So I close my eyes.
Yes. It's okay. Chunked out into three parts.
Oh man.
So I'm going to see. Are you nervous? I'm going to see if you can figure it out from the first part of the audio.
Okay.
And if not, I'll continue to go from there. So close your eyes.
Eyes closed.
Okay. Here we go.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. In what world is that okay?
It's okay.
What the fuck is he doing?
Do you have any clue what's happening?
I mean, the sound in my voice, absolutely. I have to be referring to a bug.
Okay. Okay.
Because my voice doesn't get like that unless I'm...
Right.
Oh my God. I think I remember. Oh my gosh. But I'll let you continue
play
it.
I'm going to play a little bit more.
Okay.
So here we go. Close your eyes.
I don't know. I saw a shadow while I was trying to fall asleep and I thought it was a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You just breathe.
Oh
you
yeah.
You just breathe.
Vivid memories.
Okay,
now.
So now yes. That you know, I'm going to let the rest of the clip that I have for audio to play out. It's a little bit longer, but I promise it's worth it.
It's just a frog. They're not, they don't do anything bad. Yeah, he's probably just as scared as we are. So
I don't think so. How do you get in here? What are you doing?
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. He's scared. Like you're scared. It's okay.
Oh, man.
I must tell you, that is the edited version, but this goes on for literally like 7 minutes straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's worthy of making a TikTok or like somehow releasing the full video. So now that you remember, do you remember what happened? And
okay.
What it was?
First of all, I'd like to say I'm not scared of a lot of things and I also don't shit my pants often. So if these are the first two episodes that you are hearing, please know that these are rare.
It's very rare. Like Beth deals with so many things and it does not bother her. Like she empties our shit tank once a week.
I was just thinking about that
too. Yeah. Like she and I will throw up. Like if I did that, I would vomit everywhere. So we each have our things that are just like no-gos for me. The ocean. No.
It's a no-go, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, and for me, it's bugs. Bugs are a no-go for mm-hmm. me. And Court is very much so a relocator. So we don't kill anything in our household. We're mm-hmm. a no-kill shelter here.
No-kill shelter.
So even when they are what we call shell bugs, which I think they're actually called stink bugs. Yeah. So even when they're annoying bugs that like... You know, most of the population wouldn't want to save. This one will relocate every last one of them. Ladybug, same thing. She warns me all the time. Remember, ladybugs have feelings. So
they do. I Googled it. In case anyone's wondering. And I grew up out in the country in the woods. Like, literally, I picked up frogs and then I would kiss them. Like, that was... Mm-hmm. I was in the dirt. Like, bugs don't bother me. Spiders, I'm good. Snakes are, like, a little bit questionable. As long as they stay away from
there.
Me. Yeah, but... So bugs for you. And uh-huh. this is when we found out frogs. Like, I did not know you were scared of frogs.
Okay. Here's the qualifier. And then we'll actually tell you the story. Because right now I feel like we're having a giggle fest about a story you don't know about yet. But here is the qualifier. I don't like when things move fast in my living space.
Yes.
That's basically it. Also, this story takes place in our 26-foot rig where it was literally like the foot of our bed was right when you walked in the door. And then on the other side of the door was the kitchen.
Yeah.
So like everything was in such a small space that like if there's a thing and it's going to move fast, it is going to move fast toward you.
I would like to speak on behalf of the frog. It was not moving fast.
Okay, because it was trying to pretend like we didn't see it.
Okay. I'm going to set the scene.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you were sleeping for the first
part
of this.
No, I remember it vividly.
But this started when you were sleeping. So I'm going to tell that part. Okay. So we go to bed. As Beth said, we were in a 26-foot travel trailer, so we didn't have a door. Like now in the fifth wheel, we have a bedroom door. We had a curtain that we closed shut. That was the barrier between us and everything else. So we go to bed. We're in bed. Lights are out. Mm-hmm. There's really no lights in the camper other than like our water filter was coming from the other side. So you could see like a little bit of light, but not that much. Beth falls asleep and I'm trying to fall asleep and I'm like closing my eyes and all of a sudden I open my eyes. And you know the state when you're like in between almost sleeping that you're not sure like what's really happening, mm-hmm. if you like dreamt it or you're awake or not. So I look at the top of the curtain rod and I see something going like this, like over the ringlets of the curtain. And I'm like, that's not real. Like, that's not happening. So I like close my eyes again, take a second, reopen them. And I'm like, nope, there's definitely something on top of the curtain. Now, I know how my wife feels about bugs. At this time, the way it's moving, it looks like a mouse. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, this is not going to go well. Like, I don't know where you stand about mice, but if it moves quickly.
Moves quickly in my space, it's a no-go.
It's
for
a
me.
No-go. So I grab her arm and I'm like, sweetheart. And she's like, huh? She was asleep. And she's like, huh? I'm like, I have to tell you something and I need you to not freak out. And she's like, what's going on?
Straight up.
What's going on?
What?
And I'm like, there's something moving across the top of the curtain. I think it's a mouse. I need you to be calm.
And as soon as she said that, I was like, something disgusting is fast moving and fast approaching. And I was like, I don't want any part of this. So as I woke up and we were both assessing it, my strategy when there are bugs or fast moving things, I just keep my eye on it. I'm not going to let it out of my sight. I watch it everywhere it goes until she can relocate. Yeah. So I'm watching. And
well, we turned on the lights. So this is all happening with just like that little bit of light from behind.
Right.
So we had these things called nipple lights that look like nipples that you would
just
press.
I don't know what they're called, nipple lights.
We call them nipple lights. They look like nipples and boobs. Breasts, whatever. And so there was one above each of us. And mm-hmm. so I think once you were like prepped for the situation, we turned on a light mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. that's what was not captured on camera was the sound that
was probably
made.
Me.
It was you.
Yeah, that was probably me.
Yeah. And so I went into a preschool mode, mm-hmm. you know, reassuring you like he's probably as scared mm-hmm. as you are. But what do you remember from your memory
when the light turned on and we saw this frog? Like, okay, we're not talking for the listeners. We are not talking about a small frog. It was the size of like, yes, it was. I have picture. I'm gonna put him in.
Sweetheart, I watched the entire video and edited. It was bigger than a normal frog. It was like
palm of my hand.
Much.
Palm of my hand. Yes, it was. It was palm of my hand. I promise.
Go ahead. So, this is your memory.
This
so
is my
whatever
memory.
Happened.
Shit, my memory. It was this big. So it is a big frog. It's not a tiny little tree frog even then. I don't know why I'm saying it like I would be any calmer in that moment if it were a
little
frog.
You would have freaked out regardless.
I would have freaked out regardless. I probably would have freaked out even more if it was smaller. But this frog, he was like stealth moding. he was trying to pretend like he wasn't even there. And he was like stretching his limbs really long and slow over the curtain trying to move. And then he would pause. And just like, I don't know, I think maybe our curtain was green. Maybe he thought he was blending into it. And he's like, if I just pause right here, the humans won't see me. So
yes. And he was a tree frog. Like once we'll get to that part of the story. But at some point I was able to assess he was a tree frog. However, something to note, if you are not a big traveler and you have not done RV life or done extensive traveling, you know your creatures from your area only. Mm-hmm. And so one of our biggest fears, mine, I think yours as well, about going out west was we were like horrified.
Scorpions and rattlesnakes.
Scorpions were going to get in our camper, rattlesnakes, tarantulas. Like, I had vivid visions of opening the toilet seat and a rattlesnake just like living in there. Like, the anxiety.
You do hear those stories.
But they're very rare.
They're super rare.
Now we've learned, like, let us put your mind at ease. That's very rare. But we didn't know that. Like, so you are just always wondering what is outside that you don't want to come in. So it was a tree frog, but it was not a tree frog that I had ever seen back home in Michigan. So imagine being dead asleep, having your partner be like, I need to tell you something. You can't freak
out
or move. I told you not to make any sudden movements either.
Yeah, which is always a great opening.
Yeah.
Stay still.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
And he was. He was like making direct eye contact with you specifically.
I think he could sense my fear.
Yeah, there was a lot of mutual fear going on.
Okay, so then Court is going to have to get out of bed, not startle the frog, because listen, if that frog would have moved and knew that he was in trouble and needed to move, I would have gone through the camper wall. So I'm glad that you got out of bed very stealthily. She got past the frog, still unsure.
So it's a 7-minute video. So as the video goes on, I'm like equally reassuring the frog and Beth. I'm like reminding her, I'm like, I'm going to move my body here, but you cannot move your body. And at one point I go, what will make you feel the safest? Like, what position? And you go, I think if I back myself in the corner. So she backs herself.
I was like directly against the back
in the corner
the
of our bed. And it really is cute. Like, when you watch the full video, it's like a preschool situation where I'm like, do you want me to move this way or this way? Will it make you feel more comfortable? Okay, now when I move, he might move. And I said multiple times in the video, you cannot scream, jump. Like, it's going to make this so much worse.
Yes. Yeah, so she got one of our big Tupperware containers and a lid
around the curtain.
And she was trying to be very gentle. She was trying not to scare the frog. And I was too.
You were.
I was like fully back up and I was like trying to listen and follow instructions as closely as possible. So
yes.
I was like, no sudden movements, no sudden movements. And I just like was staring at him the whole time. She lightly encourages him into the container.
Which I'm shocked it worked, because I am so short and the curtain was so tall. So I had to like escape out the one side of the curtain from the bedroom side and then come back from the kitchen side. And then I knew there was a chance he was going to jump and it was going to be at Beth, because they were in a stare down and I was very concerned. So I luckily, you're right, I got him in and I put the lid on. Do you remember what happened next?
Yeah. Well, first of all, when he jumped, I knew I could physically see him jumping into the container, and still I like jerked back against the back of the trailer and I was like, oh my god, fast thing moving, but it's okay, he's in the container. Court didn't close the lid, she just put it on so he wouldn't jump out. And then you open the door.
You do remember.
You open the door and somehow the screen had like come separated from the door. That's important, because you were walking him out, you were on the stairs and you had lifted the lid. The screen had shut behind you, so it was just our bare door that was open to your left.
So if you're not familiar with RVs, they're like how you have a screen door at home, it can like fully separate from the main door and like open all the way. Ours attached to each other. So when we open our door, by default, the screen door is attached to it. So you have to pull a latch to get them to separate.
So you pulled the latch, separated them, the screen door closed, you were on the stairs. I was still inside. I mean, I wasn't about to be involved
in
this at all. And all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, what was that? And Court goes, oh man, it's a tree frog. And he just suctioned himself to our door. And I was like, oh my God.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much. This was all at like 2
a.m.
as well.
He had the sucker paws. Like,
yeah. The suction pause. So what had happened was, it's 2 a.m. I am also half awake. I open the door thinking I'll just like let little buddy jump out, right? Like a little toss.
He wasn't
so
little, but
I did the I tell the palm-sized frog.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
like,
you.
Let's go outside, because usually you can just, like, toss whatever it is out. And I heard it, and I was like, shit. So I'm, like, stuck in between the screen door, and then he's stuck on the door, and I'm like, I'm literally going to have to go outside, get him to unsuction himself into the container, and then I know I have to take him far, far mm-hmm. away, because if I had just released him in the main vicinity around us, Beth would not have been having it. She would have not or slept. She
laid
would
awake,
have
wide-eyed all night.
It was going to come back in.
Which is valid, because literally, here's what I keep thinking. How did he get in?
That is a good
How
question.
How did he get in? Palm size. He was big, guys. He was big.
He was
How
large.
How did he get in there?
I think it was through the slide, because they can, like, squeeze. But the weird part is the way he was up on the curtain, like Beth mentioned, our bedroom was right by the door. So it almost was like he came in through the door and then was, like, doing this over the... That
but also,
sight
like,
was,
when
like,
did
such
he come
a weird
in?
Thing. Like, seeing this weird... It looked like a mouse, because he was, like, doing
He was being
this.
A ninja frog.
He was a ninja frog. I don't know where he came from. But I then proceeded on a very chilly night in my pajamas to put him in the container, walk. I don't know measurements. I don't know how to say
it. It was like
block.
It was
What's
like 150
block?
Feet.
Okay, it was like 150 feet. I'm going to Google that later, because I feel like it was further than that. But there were lights and then a little pond. And so he came from the pond area. So part of it was letting Beth go back to sleep, but also I thought that's like where his native home probably was. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if anyone woke up at 2 a.m. and looked out of their camper window, there was
They're
just,
like, what is this lady doing?
Yeah. And my hair, when I wake up, my hair is very alarming. So they're probably like, what is happening?
I want to know how long he was in there.
Well, if we close the door every night, lock her down.
My head probably went right by him.
Hold on. You think he like got in while we were going in and out earlier, hit out, and then went on the top?
I mean, listen, I don't know what ninja frogs do or how they operate.
Probably that.
But like, he was so big that had he been in, like, how did we not see him? Similar story. Do you remember when we found the baby frog on a shampoo bottle
in the shower
in like our first 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God I don't have hair
that
anymore.
Was a baby.
I would not touch this. That was small.
That was the baby. Also still question mark.
How did you get in our
shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it had to have, wherever it came from, it had to have whoop, 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 and gotten into the shower then up the wall onto the shampoo bottle.
Yeah.
It's so perplexing. So that's the story of the time we thought a frog was a mouse.
The title of the episode is Mouse on the Curtain. So when people watch this, they're going to be like, what? But you did really well.
Thank you so much.
You did really well. Should I find one about me now? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, you don't have great moments too sometimes. And so far, they think I'm a scaredy cat who poops my pants.
My bad moments usually just involve crying. Like, if I were to tell a tale from the rig, I would have to collectively like tell all the times I was crying. I'll find something on myself or mutual. I mean, that was a mutual experience. I just wasn't horrified like you
No,
were.
You handled it like a champ.
I handled it like a champ. I was a preschool teacher. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks for tagging along this time. Hopefully that was fun. If you don't already follow us on all social channels, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, I say all, we're not on some of them, but those are the channels we're on, at Life with Beth and Court, and lifewithbethandcourt.com is our website with blogs and other resources for the RV life. Anything I missed?
No, that's good.
All right. That's a wrap. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.